If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Oh, God, I missed you so much, Malcolm Nance.
Oh, and you were in France, too?
France with Nance.
I'd like to go to France with Nance.
You could have done that. I would be there next week.
Oh, mi amor. Oh,
that's yeah, Spanish.
I need a break.
So. Yeah, I needed a break, but I got to tell you, Malcolm, it is hard every day to go, is this the bombshell? Is this, like, the Wall Street Journal seems pretty bombshelly to me. First of all, not a liberal outlet, correct? And this seems like the first direct evidence of collusion, correct, between Flynn and this guy who mysteriously has died, but and Russia, right?
Well, Peter Smith, he died, but he died because of old age. But what I find
is it polonium induced old age, perhaps?
No, but that would be interesting. We should check that. Mm. But
autopsy. Yeah.
But to be quite honest, the information that we learned about Smith just verifies one of two things we already knew. One is, as I've been saying for almost a year now, there are multiple legs of dirty tricks teams. We know that that Roger Stone was carrying out activities which could be considered dirty tricks. He claimed that he was in contact with WikiLeaks. Now we're finding out that, you know, others, Aaron Nevin, who claimed that he personally contacted Guccifer 2.0, the Russian entity that claimed that they had all the hacked emails very early on. And now Smith and his teams, which were going out on the basis of that false Fox News report, which came from Moscow, that said that Russia had the 33,000 Hillary Clinton emails. And all of this was going on over a one-month period, right, between July and September of 2016. And they were desperately out to get those emails. The fact is that in that report, it was put out by the Wall Street Journal, as you said, famously liberal. They did some incredible journalism. And one of the things that they got was from their intelligence community sources is that the hackers, which were Russian subcontracted or Russian intelligence-related entities, were constantly discussing, how do we get this to Michael Flynn? Now, if I were a prosecutor, I would be, you know, stacking up all of the espionage charges. And even if they don't pan out, this is where you get someone to flip, right? Because, you know, whatever else he was doing, you do not want to have someone whip out a recording or whip out a transcript of where foreign intelligence entities are viewing you as their go-to guy.
Right.
And Peter Smith apparently was there to help Michael, was there to help Flynn get information. He was selling the activities on the basis that this would be helping out Michael Flynn. All of this leads to the point that Flynn was clearly the hub of the dirty tricks activities. And again, we still haven't figured out what Roger Stone was doing. There may be other dirty tricks teams, but they did not seem to care that Russia was involved or Russian intelligence was involved at all, because it was September 7th that he started his operations. And I know the end of July, I was on TV screaming this at the top of my lungs. And everybody knew that the Russian intelligence agency had done it, but these Republicans did not care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What? Well, and now what's going to happen? Obviously, we're at this point where they're going to meet face-to-face, Trump and Putin, correct, at the G20. The Kremlin says its patience with the U.S. Plan to return the Russian embassy's compounds is running out. Putin's foreign affairs advisor said that Russia demonstrated a remarkable restraint by not responding to Barack Obama's, right, doing this. They said Russia has shown unusual flexibility. Moscow's patience has its limits. He urged Washington to take action to free Russia from the need to take retaliatory moves. If Trump makes this concession and gives back the compounds to Putin next week,
I don't think that that's going to happen. I think what's going to happen is now that the Trump administration has decided this wouldn't be, you know, just a handshake and, you know, a nod meeting, that this would be a full-scale bilateral summit between the United States and Russia. And I suspect that by Saturday or Monday, we will come out with lifting sanctions against Russia and returning the diplomatic compound. You know, when Mike Flynn made those five phone calls last December, you could almost, you don't have to even be there for that conversation. There's this little technique of where we fill in the gaps when you're working at NSA. Because, you know, the first call is always the boss has something to tell you, and the second call is, and third and fourth call are in the negotiations, and the fifth call is your agreement. And at, the Russians are out of patience because they were probably promised the return of those diplomatic facilities and 36 espionage officers much earlier than this.
Right, but and how does this even, how do they politically, I mean, I guess you're right, because we're to such a, there's so much brazenness involved in almost everything with this administration. How do they do this politically and not, you know, go ahead.
Politically, I mean, come on. This is the, I always say this, this is the Joe Pesci and Ray Liotta Goodfellas moment where they say, what, you didn't make your money, you didn't make your numbers this week? I don't care, screw you, pay me. Right? You didn't get your health care bill passed? I don't care, screw you, pay me. You know, Congress is not going to lay sanctions against us? That's the Russians. I think if they raise sanctions this week, it will be very clear that Donald Trump owes Vladimir Putin something, and that he had been making every effort. Now, unfortunately, it's going to look like this. This week, because of the ICBM launch in North Korea, I suspect that the Trump administration will say Russia is going to be one of a trilateral group that will take on North Korea. We need their assistance, and that can't be done without raising sanctions.
Wow.
They're going to insist on raising sanctions.
Wow. I mean, well, you know, first of all, we have a president that won't even admit there was interference in the election, obviously. And secondly, no. I mean, I love that they said, oh, it's not clear what the two men will discuss. Oh, yeah, I think we know what they'll discuss.
Yeah.
Give us back the thing. Yeah. Or pee-pee tape. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's gonna discuss. Look, this is not a strategy. Okay. This appears for Donald Trump to have been a requirement, you know, a job requirement. And he has at no time ever spoken poorly about Vladimir Putin. You know, I said this on TV the other day. You're going to see ex-Sovietologists and, you know, Trumpologists watching. What does this handshake mean? Are they going to glad hand? Are they going to be slapping each other on the back? Is it going to be like the Lavrov-Kislyak meeting in the White House, where the Russians are the only people who get access to them? Let me tell you, I mean, I feel afraid that the United States in its national security has already been compromised, but you are going to see that compromise validated here. And if it does, then, you know, it's full steam ahead. You know, the security of the United States is in the hands of a guy who thinks that the former director of the KGB and a Russian spy has the best interest of America at heart. Or pay me. You know, one way or the other.
I know that, you know, I'm the Veruca Salts of the Trump-Russia investigation, and I do want it now, Daddy. But, I mean, you've seen all these tweets, right? Dear Robert Mueller, please hurry, love America. I mean, where do you think we're at with this? It seems like every day you go, and plus the fact that his mental stability, God knows what else is going on. And like, as you just said, Malcolm, North Korea, I mean, we keep saying, as Jim said too, like, I wouldn't put it past him to start World War III to distract from Trump Russia.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, far be it for me to be the Willy Wonka in this story, you know, no, don't stop. You know, and then push you into the, you know, vat of chocolate.
You know, that sounds kind of sexy the way you say it.
In Paris. So, you know, unfortunately, here I go. I'm going to have to give these warnings again to all of you who cannot exercise strategic patience because, you know, everybody's out there and they're listening to the crazies like Lois Mensch and John Schindler and thinking all of this is going to break tomorrow because of some amazing thing. Like, you know, the marshal of the Supreme Court is going to arrest Trump. Okay, reality check. Okay, this is a democratic and investigative process. The wood chipper of democracy chews slowly. So you are just going to have to settle on the fact that, let me tell you, Mueller just made another great hire that gives you an indication of what's going on. He just hired the U.S. attorney for New York City.
Yep.
Now, who would know more other than Preet Bharara? Who would know more about the activities of Trump and the dirty real estate market than that guy.
Yeah.
He also hired the prosecutor who took down Enron and the New York City Mafia and the chief financial fraud guy in the United States. Believe me, this is an all-star team, and these guys already have indications of what is going on. And it's, you notice it's super heavy on financial.
And so what you're saying is justice has a slow hand? We should like a lover with an easy touch.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Although that thing about you, the marshal arresting him, that kind of hit my G-spot, I got to tell you. I didn't even need any foreplay for that.
Gee. Okay, you know, can we secure from crazy? Because I have, you know, none of the crazy, you know, what I call teen spy hunting fan fiction is going to come to pass. What's going to come to pass is adult American-style justice.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, you know, if you think we can't get this guy on being a spy, well, don't worry about that, because based on the financial fraud guys that they have, every aspect of the financial world of all of these players are going to be investigated. And first one to look out for, I'm good at making predictions, either Paul Manafort or Michael Flynn or Mike Flynn Jr. Just watch and see if there's a FBI U.S. Marshals raid.
Wow, and the other houses. Wall Street Journal thing is that Kellyanne Conway named for the first time, and Bannon as well, right?
Well, those namings were by people who say they were doing name dropping. But the point is that within the sphere of the Dirty Tricks campaigns, these were the go-to names to drop, which means that they may have some level of involvement we haven't seen yet. But for the most part, back to those potential FBI raids, when they do come, that tells you who's not cooperating. And, you know, if they're cooperating, there's not going to be anything. Mueller's going to wake up one morning, he's going to say, Mike Flynn's a cooperating witness, which is going to be bad for everybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have Mike Flynn's son, and then Paul Manafort lives on the 54th floor of Trump Tower. Imagine a U.S. Marshals FBI raid on that place.
So, Daddy.
He just looks guilty.
Peter Smith being dead is not going to stop the wheels of justice from turning?
No, it's not. Okay. But, you know, don't get too close to the chocolate river, right? Don't be jumping into the crazy, and understand that the media story here has been brilliant, right? I mean, the news media is on fire. They are. When the Wall Street Journal comes up with, you know, deal-breaking, you know, investigation material that essentially shows collusion, well, you know, that shows that the news media is on the hunt for this story. And believe them. Don't believe the crazies on Twitter.
Yeah, well, that's what people were saying with this whole CNN thing, this wrestling video. They're like, what has CNN got that's happening? Because they seem freaking out already.
I saw that this morning, and, you know, as we say in my business, it's a significant intelligence indicator. They are furiously trying to take out CNN this week. It far exceeds the effort against Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough. They have got it in for CNN, all these rallies and trying to disprove CNN's, you know, credibility makes you wonder what CNN has. And I wouldn't be surprised if there was a breaking news story that they had tried to verify through Justice Department and word got to the administration.
Wow.
But we'll see, you know, I mean. It's an exciting story, but it's a slow burn story.
Yep.
It's not going to break, you know, tomorrow or in any one instant.
Yep, absolutely. I've fallen into the vat of yummy chocolate again, my friend Malcolm Nance. Is that weird to say it like that? Okay. I love you, Malcolm. See you next week.
I will see you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'd love to hear Sarah Huckleberry Saddlebags having a debate
with him?
With Malcolm Nance.
Exactly.
It's all fake news.
It's all fake news,
y'all.